The gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord walking across the Sea of Galilee. By itself, that would have been quite a challenge. And we know what happened when Peter asked, "If it's really you, bid me to come out of the boat," and he saw the wind and the waves and he started to sink. But you have to understand, on the Sea of Galilee, what happens is that there are a couple of little mountain ranges, if you will, like the hills, that the wind just comes straight down through them and kicks up the waves, and you get seas that are 6 to 8 feet waves. So they're just, you know, the boats are going up and down, and for the most part, the small fishing boats, they don't even go out. Once it comes to about 2 in the afternoon, the winds kick up. They don't go out because it's too dangerous. The waves are too high. So when our Lord is walking across the water, and the apostles are fighting against the wind, they're going into the wind, this is quite a challenge. The fourth watch in the night, so we're talking 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning somewhere. And so they've been rowing all night long, and they haven't gotten across the lake yet. Again, it's not a little lake, depend on where it is that they're going, approximately 8 miles across where they were crossing. It's 13 miles from top to bottom, but widest on the side to side, it's about 8 miles. And so it wasn't an easy task for them. They had been rowing for hours trying to make headway, and here comes our Lord walking along and not bothered by the wind, not bothered by the waves, and he's just going to walk right past them. And they start to panic. So it's a lesson for us to be able to learn, because in the midst of all of our struggles and troubles, what do? We panic. And when we panic, we take our focus off of Jesus. He's right there saying, "Hey, it's me, don't worry, I'm right here with you." Do we notice? No. It was dark out, of course. They just saw some figure walking on the water, not assuming it was a human being, because human beings can't normally walk on the water. They didn't think it was him, but they didn't recognize him. But then after the resurrection, neither did Saint Mary Magdalene recognize him, because his form had changed. And so he comes to us in ways that we don't recognize. But we have to learn to see that he's right there with us. He doesn't abandon us in our time of trouble. It feels to us like he's abandoned us, but he doesn't. It's interesting how it's presented here. He was just going to walk right past them until they started panicking, and then he got in the boat with them. And so it sounds, the way it's presented, like he doesn't really care. "Oh, you guys are working hard. I'm just going to keep on walking." Well, if you think about it, I mean, you've got 12 guys rowing a boat. I mean, I don't know how many oars they had, but nonetheless, they had a number of oars. That should be moving a whole lot faster than somebody walking. And he's just going to walk right past them. We realize that in some of the struggles in our spiritual life, we don't go very fast. We struggle just to make any kind of forward progress. And so as hard as we might be working, it doesn't seem to be going very far. The main thing is that we continue to make progress. And if we allow the Lord to come into the boat with us, it won't be a problem. In fact, it says as soon as he got into the boat, the wind fell off. So we can trust him. That's the real key. Can we trust him? He's the one who sent his apostles out. He was going to stay back and pray. But it's this point of, we're going to do it our way. And our way doesn't work. But listen again to what it said about the apostles. It's interesting because, again, in the midst of all that's going on, What St. Mark simply says is that they were utterly beside themselves with astonishment, for they had not understood about the loaves. It's like, No, we're talking about wind and waves. They didn't understand about the loaves. Jesus had fed 4,000 or 5,000 people, depending on which story came right before this one, and they didn't get it. But it says their heart was blinded. That's you and me. Our heart is blinded. We don't see what God is trying to do. And then we do it our way instead of His way. Instead of looking to Him to say, what is it that you want? Because we don't hear Him, we don't feel Him, we don't recognize there's a connection there. Then we just decide we're going to do it our way. And it doesn't work. Our hearts are blinded. We don't understand. But that's where, again, we have to be so, so careful. Again, in the first reading, listen to what it is that the Lord says. I mean, here He's talking about the Sabbath day, which all of us, by the way, need to consider in our society, how easily it is that we fall into this nonsense of, well, I know it's Sunday, and I know I shouldn't do this, but... Yeah, in other words, I'm going to do it my way and not God's way. Once again, my heart is blinded and I'm just going to do what I want to do. I don't care what God says. I'm just going to do it my way because I need to. I mean, yeah, if it's an emergency, that's one thing. Short of that, no. But it says, if you hold back your foot on the Sabbath from following your own pursuits on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's day honorable, if you honor it by not following your ways, seeking your interests and speaking with malice, then you shall delight in the Lord. And I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob. Therein lies the problem. If you don't do it your way, that's what we keep doing. That's our human problem. We basically say to the Lord, get out of the way. I'll handle this one. And then, of course, we mess it all up. If we will learn to do it His way, not just on the Sabbath day, in anything. Remember, that's what Saint Benedict taught his monks to do. You pray before you do any task. You pray while you're doing the task. You pray after you do the task. You're asking for help beforehand, asking for help during so, you're thanking God when it's over. That's the way it goes. And you know that if you're going to do it God's way, He's going to give you some tests. It always happens that way. When you read the saints, isn't that what they tell you? I always smile when I read the ones that say, it was going too smoothly. I had to wonder if I had offended God. Everything was going too easily. Huh, you and me? It's going easily. Like, praise the Lord. Everything's going well today. I don't know what the deal is. The saints look at it and go, when it's going too well, I got to wonder if I offended God. Like, we've somehow missed the point. Or at least we haven't been purified to the point that we can look at it like the saints do. So we have to learn to see it God's way. That obviously is not easy for us. But isn't that exactly what Jesus said to Peter? You're thinking as human beings do, not as God does. On one hand, we could say, no kidding, I'm a human being. What do you expect me to think like? We're made in the image and likeness of God. We are children of God. We've been elevated to that supernatural level of acting and being. We have to learn to think as God does. We need to learn to act as God does. In other words, we need to be able to accept what God has done for us in baptism and raised us up to make us His own children. And that's how we're supposed to be living and acting. We keep doing it on this human level when we've been elevated to a divine level. Now, maybe it's because we just want to fit in with everybody. But then you're basically denying what God has done. I want to live on the lower level, not on the higher level. If we will learn to do it God's way, we pray for that every day. thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, on earth, yeah, that means the whole earth, but it means, brother, donkey, right here. We're made from the earth, so it needs to start at home, and then it goes out from there. So we can learn to do this. And that's a long process. It is not an easy thing for us. But God is very gracious, and he just slowly moves us in that direction. And one day, we suddenly wake up, and it's like, wow, I'm doing this that I've never been able to before. So it happens. But you have to be able to dispose yourself that way. It requires prayer, requires that desire to do it God's way, working toward that. He'll take care of the rest. It's exactly what he said. If you will do it my way, I'll handle everything else. I'll do all these things for you. I'll give you plenty even on a parched land. I told you before that story of priest down in Newmarket. And it was a drought. And the farmers came to him and said, can we do some prayers for rain? He said, all right, here's what we'll do. If all of you will promise that you will be here whatever day, every Tuesday, we will have a mass for rain every Tuesday. The whole summer was a horrible drought. Except one little 10-mile round area right around Newmarket that the meteorologist could not explain how these people got rain and their crops did just fine. All the rest of the area was a complete drought. Because these people sought to do it God's way. They decided to pray. They decided to look to the Lord, that they were going to trust in him. We can do the same. Hopefully, we're not going to be pushed to the brink before we can finally do that. Well, I guess that's kind of where we're heading, aren't we? But so we better learn pretty quickly to do this. But just trust him. If we do that, he'll handle it all. Doesn't mean he's going to make it easy. But we just trust in the midst of it. So that's the key. Quit trying to do it our own way. Learn to do it his way. His way is perfect. Ours certainly is not. And if we can learn that lesson, then we can be at peace. Doesn't matter, the winds, the waves, whatever. We aren't going to be worried. We're not going to be afraid. Because we know the Lord is right there with us. Even if we don't recognize him with us, we know that he is, because he will never abandon us. So the key for us is don't abandon him. And by abandoning him, it doesn't mean entirely just walking away from him in this case. It means I'll do it my way. His way isn't working for me. He's not here. I don't hear him, so I guess I'll have to do it my way. I've just abandoned him. I just left him sitting there, and I'm going to go my own way. Don't do that. Keep seeking his way. That's what he's asking of us. So whether it's looking at the third commandment or whether it's looking at our day-to-day life, if we will do it his way, all things will work for our good.